MIT is changing the way it admits some graduate students. The school is launching a pilot program to allow students interested in master's degrees in supply chain management to earn credit for the first semester online. If the program works, MIT could allow other graduate programs to follow suit. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Here's how Professor Yossi Sheffi, director of MIT's Center for Transportation and Logistics, explains supply chain management.
The cow makes the milk, but getting the milk from the cow to the supermarket shelf is what supply chain managers do.
To get a sense for what a big deal the new way of admitting supply chain management students could be for higher education, listen to how MIT President Raphael Reif talks about it.
Transforming admissions is a major issue.
That's right. Reif is talking about nothing less than transforming admissions at MIT. In an address at MIT's Solve conference, he said the school is inverting the traditional admissions process.
In the traditional admissions process, we have to assess, based on your record, whether you will succeed in our program. That admission system works well for people who went to schools we know very well. But for people from outside that familiar circle, it can be hard to break in. With this new experiment, applicants do not have to hope that we guess right about them.
Applicants will have a chance to prove in advance that they can do the work. Anyone can register for the online courses. Students who do well in a semester's worth of courses and in an online exam will earn a credential. MIT is calling it a micromaster's credential. At that point, a student can apply to the on-campus program and can apply the online credits to a master's degree.
Imagine a graduate program that includes talented students who might never have been admitted to MIT in the old system, but who have now a new pathway to success today, all because we gave them the opportunity to prove they could handle the material, and they did.
The program in supply chain management is experimenting with this novel approach to admissions because of demand from businesses. Sheffi explains why.
We have 50-plus member companies who we work very closely with. They hire our people. We do all kind of research projects with them. The main complaint about our program is that it's too small. We are graduating dozens a year. They need hundreds or thousands a year.
MIT was a pioneer in offering courses online, but this is its first foray into offering credit for those courses. Many other schools offer entire online programs. That's a trend MIT is still resisting. Sheffi says some things can be taught online, mathematical and mechanical concepts, for example.
We teach also things that have to do with dealing with people, with leadership, with communication, with doing research, the things that can only be done or can be done much better in close proximity to the professors and working one-on-one.
Those things, Sheffi says, must be taught on campus. MIT is also attempting a revolutionary experiment in controlling the cost of a graduate education. Students who take the first semester of credits online would save a lot of money. MIT is thinking of charging about $150 for each of the 5 first semester online courses. So that's $750. The exam will cost between $400 and $800. MIT has not decided yet. Grand total, between $1,150 and $1,550 for the first semester. Compare that to the $33,000 students pay for a semester on campus. This experiment lasts until 2018. That's when the first class will graduate. Reif says other units of MIT have expressed interest in adopting the new way of admitting students. Asked if this model of admissions could be extended to undergraduate admissions, Reif answers,
"Who knows what will happen someday?"
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.